It is Sunday morning, February 23rd. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Theater Squared presents Good People, a comedy drama set in South Boston, on stage now through March 9th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. When sharp-tongued single mom Margie tracks down her former high school flame, old secrets soon resurface in this humorous and poignant new play. Tickets and more information for Good People available at theater2.org. or 443-5600.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, we visit Fayetteville's first community orchard, plus new plans for a 60-year-old church in Cave Springs, and our Sunday morning montage and more.
But first, almost midway through the spring semester, there was plenty of education news this week, from class on Memorial Day to an Arkansas university in Mexico. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this morning's Week in Review.
The Fayetteville School District this week announced that for the first time in at least 20 years and possibly ever, students will be going to class on Memorial Day. The district applied for and received a waiver from the Arkansas Department of Education in order to have classes on the federal holiday. Alan Wilburn, communications director for Fayetteville Public Schools, says that the waiver allows the district to end the school year on June 6th instead of June 10th. Wilburn says that scheduling makeup days has been especially difficult this year.
It was a situation we looked at and decided, how can we shorten the year by not going as far as we can into June? We've already, this particular schedule of makeup days has taken away, obviously, a holiday in January with MLK Day. We've gone on a Saturday already. We're going to go on another Saturday. We've taken a parent-teacher conference day, and we've also taken a staff in-service day away and converted those back to student instruction days. So this makeup schedule really is kind of amalgam of all of that stuff.
Wilburn says that district officials felt that having school on Memorial Day was preferred to making up missed school days during the spring break holiday.
Spring break is one of those we try to stay away from at all costs if we can, because so many people make those plans weeks, months in advance, and they have plane tickets, reservations, all that type of situation. And for Memorial Day, we asked for the state for a waiver, since that is a recognized holiday, and every school district in the state does take Memorial Day off if they're still in school at that particular session. So we decided that that would be a more palatable day to take than trying to mess with spring break.
Only students that are on a traditional learning calendar will be in class on Memorial Day, while schools following a continuous learning calendar are using intersession days to make up the balance of missed instructional days. In other education news, Arkansas State University's Mexico campus is one step closer to reality. In a convention center in the Mexican state of Querétaro, a delegation of ASU trustees, university officials, student representatives, and ASU's mascot Howl joined Mexican government and education officials for a groundbreaking on Thursday. Jeff Hankins, Vice President for Strategic Communications and Economic Development for Arkansas State University's system, says the Mexico campus is privately funded through Mexican partners.
This campus will use the Arkansas State University brand, its name, the Red Wolves mascot. It will use our curriculum, and all of the courses will be taught in English. And the leaders, the business and political leaders in Mexico, are very excited about working with a university in the United States to bring an American-style comprehensive campus, which will be the first one ever built in Mexico that is an actual U.S.-style campus.
But what does this mean for Arkansas State University?
It's a tremendous opportunity for our faculty and students who will have the opportunity to perhaps go to the Mexico campus to take classes for a semester, for a year, or to teach classes and open up global opportunities. We're going to have subject matter and subjects being taught in engineering, in business, strategic communications, and other areas.
When all phases are complete, the Mexico campus will house as many as 20,000 students. In political news this week, a bill to fund Arkansas's private option narrowly passed in the state Senate Thursday. The bill passed on a 27-8 vote, exactly the 3/4 majority needed for most appropriations legislation. The health care program, which provides thousands of poor Arkansans with coverage using federal Medicaid dollars, has underwent fierce debate over the past 2 weeks as lawmakers convene at the state capitol for the fiscal session. The debate continued on the Senate floor, where opponent Senator Alan Clark said he believes the program will increase the federal deficit and individuals' dependency on government assistance.
I think this is one of the worst socioeconomic policies in the history of our state that we will live to regret. We have decided that ensuring able-bodied adults, half of whom are 19 to 34, my children's ages, is our highest priority in this state. Half of this new group of able-bodied adults do not work.
State Senator Stephanie Flowers also took to the well to rebut Clark and others speaking against the bill. She said many poor people in the state do not have the opportunities for jobs and health care.
When you speak about the poor and people not working, we live in a poor state. And a lot of the poverty that exists in this state is as a result of the policies that have been established in this body.
The crucial 27th vote in the Senate came Tuesday morning after negotiations caused one senator to change her vote. Republican Jane English of North Little Rock had been outspoken in her opposition of the Affordable Care Act, and she voted against the private option last year. But the senator voted for it this time after a commitment from Governor Mike Beebe to restructure funding for workforce education and training, which has been a key issue for English.
That is exactly what I want to have happen, is that we get to the place where we turn the system upside down and we provide a really good workforce system here that people can access and that they end up with the kinds of skills so that we don't have to have everybody on food stamps. We don't have to have everybody in a private option. That they have the resources to be able to go out and buy their own insurance wherever it may be.
Senator English made her comments in an interview with Roby Brock of Talk Business Arkansas. Governor Beebe, meanwhile, said the agreement will make two-year colleges more responsive to the needs of business and industry. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.